first type of loneliness. The loneliness of being misunderstood. Or more pointedly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Quality News Network. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a series of rulings today, including one concerning the use of race to assign students to public schools. Justices could also hand down a ruling on the case of a Texas death row inmate whose lawyers say he should be spared the death penalty because he is mentally ill. The White House has so far given no indication it will comply with subpoenas issued by the Senate Judiciary Committee in connection with the administration's warrant-free eavesdropping on Americans. A car bomb killed 20 people at a busy intersection in Baghdad today. 40 others were wounded. Iraqi police also say 20 beheaded bodies were found on a riverbank south of the capital city. In the southern city of Basra, 3 British troops were killed today by a roadside bomb, another badly wounded. A Libyan man jailed in connection with the 1988 bombing of a U.S. airliner over Lockerbie, Scotland, has won the right to a second appeal. Abdel Basset Ali Mohamed Al-Magrani was convicted of blowing up Pan Am Flight 103, killing all 259 passengers and 11 people on the ground. New British Prime Minister Gordon Brown chose his new cabinet today, which reportedly includes David Miliband as the new foreign secretary. Brown took over as prime minister yesterday. Israel's President Moshe Katsav has struck a plea deal to avoid rape charges and prison time. Katsav will instead receive a suspended sentence for sexual harassment and paid damages to several women who worked for him. He'll resign office today and be replaced by Shimon Peres. UN inspectors are visiting North Korea's main nuclear reactor today. It'll be shut down according to an agreement between North Korea and the U.S. after a banking dispute between the two countries was resolved last week. The Senate votes today on whether or not to limit debate on the controversial immigration bill being promoted by President Bush. The legislation needs 60 votes to be put up for final passage. A recently released global survey indicates that the U.S. image worldwide is plummeting, China and other larger countries also falling from favor, global warming and other environmental problems seen as the top threat. A look at science and business just ahead. Now this message.
Divorce is never a pleasant experience, but it doesn't have to be a tragedy. If you can rein in the emotions, step back from the anger and the victimhood, you can end your marriage with dignity instead of rancor. You got married with the best of intentions. Now you need to untie the marital knot with the same mutual respect. Choose collaboration instead of confrontation. Stop wasting money on lawyers. Don't drag this out for 5 years. A collaborative divorce is better for the children, family, and friends. Collaboration costs a fraction of a contended divorce and can be done within weeks rather than months or years. An award-winning documentary called Divorce Collaborative Style explains how you can end your marriage fairly and efficiently. For less than what a lawyer charges to answer one simple question, you can get all the answers from Divorce Collaborative Style. Go to collaborativedivorce.tv and order your DVD today. If it's over, end it right. CollaborativeDivorce.tv.
Pregnant mothers who take antidepressants are getting some reassurance from 2 new research studies. Both indicate that there is no strong connection between antidepressants and birth defects. Nearly 30,000 newborns were studied by researchers from Boston University and the Centers for Disease Control. The federal interest rates expected to hold steady at 5.25% as the Fed Reserve wraps up a 2-day meeting headed by Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke. The number of U.S. mortgage applications fell for the second straight week as interest rates remain near recent highs. Orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket manufactured goods plunged in May by the largest amount in 4 months as demand for aircraft, heavy machinery, and metals all declined. Employees for South Korea's biggest automaker, Hyundai, went on partial strike today as part of an industry-wide walkout protesting a free trade agreement with the U.S. Adelphia Communications founder John Regas and his son go to prison in mid-August. They were convicted 3 years ago in one of the worst cases of bank fraud in U.S. history. Light sweet crude at $69.50 a barrel. The Dow down 22 points at 13,405 on opening numbers. NASDAQ up 1 point. S&P 500 down 2. And there's always more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Barbara Lewis.
Live from Chicago, the city with many names, it's the Cup of Joe Radio Show. 2 hours of truth and fury representing the fighting spirit of the American worker. And now, through the miracle of screaming audio, here's the guy your bosses hate, the Windy City's biggest windbag, your host, Joe Vecchio.
All right, everybody, wake the hell up. Get up, get up, move it, move it. And I mean me, too. Good Lord, I'm tired. How is everybody today? Get up, get out of bed, move it, move it. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. What the hell's wrong with you? Why are you still in bed? Why are you still sleeping? Don't you have any drive? Don't you have any desire? Don't you want to do something with your life? Don't you want to be somebody? Like your brother Seidel. And what do I care if Seidel's a girl's name? Like your brother. Oh, God Almighty, it's Thursday. Today is Thursday, day of Thor, God of Thunder. And we've certainly had our share, and Bob Cade was telling me that they had some nasty storms down his way. It cut out the power for a little while, and my condolences go out to him. You get some nasty storms up there, some nasty squalls in the south. And you know, when I was living in Orlando and I was living in Atlanta, in the summer, because it's not only hot, it's very humid. As soon as the sun starts to go down, the clouds come out and they drop all their water at once. You know? So it's like these huge squalls for about 20 minutes or so. It's like somebody's literally just pouring buckets. You can't breathe. You can't hardly breathe. If you're driving, in some cases, your visibility is like inches. So you have to pull off to the side of the road. But as I said yesterday, back in the south, when we had a big storm like that, you could feel it in the house. This house, not a chance. It would take a storm of tremendous proportions to slam into this thing to make me feel it, because this is brick. This is a brick house. Very, very strong. A lot of plaster. Yeah, I know, I do sound tired, don't I? I'm sorry about that. You know, this 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift is really kicking my ass. That's the plain truth of it. Hey, you know, something happened to me last night, and you tell me, because I'm going to go off on a tangent here a little bit, because this is something that happens to me from time to time. It's something that happens to you, too. I went down, if you get a soda, and I was getting a Mountain Dew, that's my soda of choice because of the caffeine it has. It keeps me awake during work. Or at least in theory, anyway. And I got one of those. We got the yellow cap or the gold cap, and it's, and you know, and you get one. It says, buy a Dew, get one free. Okay. And my assumption is always, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. If you want to give me a call, and I'll the number. By the way, the number to call in 304-658-5453, 304-658-5454, 877-4. Head on, 877-443-2366 is the toll-free number. But if you want to give me a call, correct me if you think I'm wrong on this. But my assumption is that the cap you got is from the soda that you bought, and then you get another one free. So you bring the cap to the, you know, to the, you get your soda, you bring the cap to the front, and you say, here's my cap, here's my soda. And most places you go to, you're going to get that. I usually go, there's a 7-Eleven across the street from where I work. I usually go there and get it. Not a big deal. But sometimes I have different people working there. And you always get these people in these workplaces that for some reason have their own view of the way things should be and who like to enforce that way. And I got one guy this morning or this evening as I was coming into work who was like, no, you have to buy another one. You have to buy another one. And then you get one free. And I'm like, but I bought one. Here's the cap. What do you think? I walk out and get this cap by myself? No, I think I manufactured it. No, I bought one. So here's my cap and I want a free damn soda. No, you cannot do. So I said, give me the cap back. I'm not going to argue with you. And that happened to me once. I was going to a Kentucky Fried Chicken to get, they had like the 8-piece drumstick and thighs or something like that for, and it was like 2 large sides for like $15 or something like that. 3 large sides. Whatever it was. 2 large sides, 3 large sides, whatever. And so I said, yeah, for my sides, I like mashed potatoes and gravy and macaroni and cheese. And the guy said, no, you can't have that. You have to have the coleslaw and the green beans because that's what pictured on the box, on the advertisement. And I said, what are you, nuts? It says two large sides. I get to choose what sides. No, you have to have what's in the picture. The only picture you're going to see is my money walking out the door. Is that what you want? No, you cannot. Goodbye. See ya. Hasta mañana. I hate it when people do that to me. I really hate that little nitpicky, you know, oh, you'll have to do it this way. And I do the accent, you know, and it's not necessarily, people of foreign persuasions running this, because I get it from all over. Hell, I remember once when I was in the service, I was in Monterey, actually. I was in the Defense Language Institute up there, and they had the Chow Hall, and I had eaten, and I was still hungry, and I ran up there to get some seconds, you know, just, you know, nothing much, just, you know, some extra veggies or whatever, just something to fill up the empty space. And this woman who worked in the chow hall ran across the hall to inform me that I couldn't get leftovers until like 20 minutes before the place closed. And I'm looking at her like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? With the amount of food that they throw out every single day, I really, really hate stuff like that. I hate things that don't matter, but people make such a huge deal of it. And you get it in the workplace all the time. Things that are not important. You know, like I get situations like, example, I'll finish a job sooner than I expected and I'll relax for a second and they get pissed off at that. I'm like, will you please calm down? Will you please calm down? I finished what I was supposed to do. I've earned the right to sit here for a second. But no, you can't do that. You can't be inactive. You are ours for the time you are here on the shop floor. I'm like, yeah, whatever. That's why I lose a lot of jobs. I swear, I do not put up with the BS. I do not put up with the BS very well. But I was so pissed off because, you know, and I wound up going to another 7-Eleven street, and there's like a million of them in downtown Chicago. I wound up going to another 7-Eleven street, and the guy said, no problem, here's your soda. Have a good day. I'll see you around. And this 7-Eleven that I went, you know, that I went to in the first place, I go there all the freaking time. I'm there practically every night buying a soda and maybe getting a couple of candy bars, a little sugar to get me going, you know, because it's energy. You know, and I really shouldn't be having it because I'm slightly diabetic. But the point is, I'm a regular customer. And they shouldn't be treating me like that. They shouldn't be giving me this, oh, you'll have to do this in this certain way. You know what it reminds me of? It was a Monty Python bit where a guy was trying to go get medical care. And the doctor was making him fill out all these forms. Meanwhile, the guy's bleeding to death on the counter there. You know, and the doctor says, oh, you answered half the questions on history wrong. Look at this one. You got this totally wrong. Even I knew this one. And he was, I'm sorry, doctor. But don't you hate that when people get nitpicky about something like that? When it's something that really doesn't even matter. I mean, what the hell difference does it make what sides that I get? I mean, you're telling me I get that's got to be what's in the picture. I'll give you a picture, you little. You know what? Tell you what I'm gonna do. Let's go ahead. Let's take our quarter of the hour break here. Give us a call if you want. 1-304-658-5453. 1-877-443-1055. 2366. We'll be back with more of the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the problem with the so-called professional media has just as much to do with the news they're not telling you than it does with what they do tell you. If, for example, you were to believe what you see on TV or read in the newspapers, you would think that everything is just fine in New Orleans or along the Mississippi Gulf Coast. That's why unreportednews.net is so important. It's not just keeping us informed of the tragedy that's still unfolding on the Gulf Coast, it's helping to do something about it by helping families who have had their lives and livelihoods destroyed. Not just by a terrible natural disaster, but by the callous indifference of the current administration and their wealthy allies in the news media. UnreportedNews.net is taking the initiative to keep us focused on this tragedy, but they can't do it alone. They need your help. So please go to UnreportedNews.net and give what you can, and let others know what's happening there. Because the only thing worse than an unnecessary death is an unmourned one. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news.
America's most dangerous investigative reporter, Greg Pallast, joins Bob Kincaid for a bit of conversation radio.
But I have to tell you, this is such a pleasure to be able to actually lay it out.
Greg, anytime you want to lay it out, okay? We're reinventing things here. We call it conversation radio. We're very serious about that. And anytime you've got one of those that's a bit of a Gordian knot, bring it here, please, because there are people hungry for information and who are willing to, you know, this is not the Fox audience. We actually sit and think about stuff.
I like it. That's why I like this. It's the head-on radio network as opposed to the head-off television
right.
network that we've been suffering with. So I do appreciate your work, and let's set up another time. Take it easy, Bob.
Indeed. Take care, Greg. Thank you so much.
Head On with Bob Kincaid, weeknights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, here on America's Liberal Voice, the Head On Radio Network.
Got a pony dog craving for a fire.
At this moment, more than 800 million people are hungry. Millions more live in poverty. And you wonder, what can I do? Join the thousands of caring people who let Heifer International be their helping hands in the world. Right now, from Appalachia to Zimbabwe, Heifer is helping thousands of families become more self-reliant through the gifts of livestock and learning. Heifer provides farm animals that produce milk, eggs, and other products. That means milk to drink and products like cheese to sell. Having income means families can have better housing and health care, and their children can go to school. And recipients share their success, passing on the gift of their animal offspring to other families in need, ensuring dignity, self-reliance, and hope for the future. Find out how you can make a difference today at heifer.org. That's HEIFER.org.
This is the Head On Radio Network.
All right, we're back here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show. Once again, I'm your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, voice of the working man's thinking man, voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Once again, the numbers to call in are 1-304-658-5453, 1-304-658-5453. You can call the toll-free number 1-877-443-2366, 1-877-4-HEAD-ON. And you can also join us in the Head On Radio Network chat room. It's totally free, 100% free. And no preservatives either. Just go to headonradionetwork.com, click on the chat room link, and log in and register if you didn't. So again, it's all free. Just put in your name, you know, your name, what your password is and whatever, and that's all you have to do. And you can talk to some really, really smart people. We've got Benedict Large in there, and our good friend Bob Kincaid, who's running the board, myself, Fiello, Lemon314, and Seppo with an S, not Zeppo with a Z, who was the straight man Walks brother. It's Seppo with an S, not Zeppo with a Z. Oh, never mind. That was awful. I was having a conversation with a guy in the train the other day, Winger. Couldn't believe that Mr. Bush would do anything bad. And I felt so bad for him. I just kind of shook my head and I said, you know, you've been so brainwashed. And I feel bad for you because you obviously have a sense of patriotism and loyalty and all that stuff. And it's just being taken advantage of. And how do I explain to these people, how do I explain to them that the people they're supporting are just basically crooks? Nothing more than that. Nothing more than that. They're very good crooks because they're the best kind of crooks because they're the kind of crooks that understand that if you want to, you can either run away from the police or you can be the boss of the police. Oh, I'm being told by Lemon314 that it's not just Lemon314, it's Lemon Pie. I get it, but you should have said 3.14. Can you put a period in that? 3.1456 would have been much better. 3.1, is it 1.5, 3.14156, I think that's right. Lemon Pie, that's good though. I like that. I'm a very happy person with that. I'm good with the nutty nicknames. And the ELO is not for Electric Light Orchestra, it's for Elizabeth Loves Oysters. No, I'm just kidding. I'm making that up. It's like I make up my show. I make everything up. Everything I tell you is a lie, ladies and gentlemen. I'm lying right now. But anyway, to get back to what the hell I was talking about, and what the hell was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Yeah, how do you convince these guys that the people that they're supporting and putting in power are crooks? They're nothing more than crooks. They're spending 24/7, 365 a year figuring out the best way there is to separate you from your money. And that's it. That's really all what they're all about. Money and power. You got it, or they want it, and they don't care what they have to do to get it. And as I was talking about yesterday on the show, you know, you hear all these different strategies and this and that. And the first thing you need to do is get these SOBs out of power. That's what you need to do. That should be job one. Okay? Take them out through the vote. Impeach them when necessary. Indict them when possible. You know, get them out of office. We're not going to have any kind of reasonable debate about what the hell's going to happen in the future in this country while these people are in any way, shape, or form in power. Okay, and the 2008 elections, thanks to the Supreme Court of the United States, who apparently think a kid putting up a sign that says "Bong Hits for Jesus" is bad, but corporations pouring tons of money into advertising to distort and destroy any kind of popular message is good. How did Theodore Roosevelt put it? Let me see if I can remember correctly. People who use the means of government to counteract the popular will. You know, and I'm trying to remember that quote. It was from the New Nationalism, where he said, listen, the progress is the constant struggle between those who possess more than they have earned and those who have earned more than they possess. Now, I know which category I'm in, and I'm pretty sure you all know which carry yours is. You're in. And there's all these stereotypes about, you know, people who don't have any money. Oh, they don't want it. They're stupid. They're ignorant. You know, blah, 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 blah. And some, you know, that might be true in some cases, but you know what? For the most part, it's just people who aren't earning enough. I am not unemployed, but I am underemployed. And I've said this from time to time again. I get a paycheck and it's gone before I even know it. I don't know what it's like to get a paycheck and not have to spend all of it on bills and other stuff. I have no clue what that's like. And that frankly, at 45 years old, I'm wondering if I'm ever going to have, if I'm ever going to understand that. It's actually quite a miracle that I'm not, you know, homeless by now. I'm doing the apartment equivalent of living in a van down by the river. what is it, Seppo saying, a drowning mathematician's last words, log, log, log. What did Tom Lehrer say about mathematicians? He said, if some of you have met mathematicians and have wondered, therefore, how they got that way. Oh, my goodness. I'm not a mathematician. I don't know anything about numbers. I mean, when it comes down to it, there are things that I have a good memory for. Comedy routines, music song, music lyrics, and melodies just stick in my head for ages. I can recite them at the drop of a hat sometimes, depending on the routine and what gets clicked in my brain. All right, Seppo, stop telling the bad jokes in the chat room. I'm going to stop reading it. Distracting me. What we live now in now, ladies and gentlemen, is not so much fascism, which it really is fascism, but it's only part of it. It's a kleptocracy. It's people who steal because they feel compelled to steal, because they feel like they have to. I think psychologically speaking, there's a fear that if they don't take total control of everything, somebody will take control of them. And I want to live in a world where that really doesn't happen, where you don't have to worry about that, that we run things a little bit different, and where the value of a person isn't measured by what's in their bank account. But these guys, obviously they're playing by the he who dies with the most toys wins rules. And through this, I've said this before too, Thucydides wrote about this 2,500 years ago. People who have X amount of money will always want twice X. And once they get to that point, they'll want twice that. It's a never-ending thing. It's like a big black hole you have to keep pouring money into. And I've gotten to the point, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all the ships at sea, I've gotten to the point where I'm figuring pretty much everything is a scam. That's how I'm taking it anyway. It just makes it easier for me to figure stuff out. That it's all a scam, whether you're talking about insurance, whether you're talking about banking. And you know what my bank did, again, I had some checks, that, I don't know, they're not checks, but some withdrawals. And the smaller ones had already cleared, but I got one big one that made me overdrawn, but what they did was reorganized everything so that the big one got paid, but four or five small ones didn't get paid. Or we're over, and the reason they do that is because every time I do an overdrawn thing, they charge me like $37. So of course they want me as a customer because they friggin' make a lot of money off of me. But banks are a scam. Insurance is a scam. Government right now is a scam. All big corporations are a scam in one way, shape, or form. And I know it's not really that way, but that's just the way I see it. That's just the way I see it, where I see it right now. And what are we going to do about it is the question. I saw the news where they issued subpoenas to Cheney and Bush. And what do they do if they say just no? I mean, what's to keep them from just refusing? What are they going to do if they do refuse to turn over the documents that the subpoena demands? Are we going to send the cops in and arrest them? I doubt it. So what's going to happen? According to Daily Coast, they say that they listed several possibilities, but they said the most likely one is that they'll have some sort of compromise and give them a little bit more time. That's probably what will happen because that's what's happened before. And are the Democrats caving? Well, I'm not really sure. I think that's part of it, but I think it's also they don't understand the lengths they're going to have to go through to get these guys to do something. If you want them to do something, you almost literally have to have six people grab each arm and leg and push them towards in that direction. And I don't think the Democratic leadership wants to go that far. I certainly don't want things to go that far. I'm not an advocate of violence, but if you get to a point where someone's got their boot on your throat, you know what? You got to do something. Let's go to the bottom of the hour break. We've got the Winds News coming up. And we'll be back with more ranting and raving here on the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
Advertising on the Cup of Joe Radio Show is both easy and inexpensive. Ads that cost as little as $5 a piece are a bargain when you consider that the Cup of Joe Show has an audience in the thousands for a live show, and that's not even counting the thousands more that listen on iTunes or at the archives on the White Rose Society. And all you have to do is email me at joe@cupjoe.com, that's cupjoe.com, to find out how you can advertise your blog, organization, or product. What are you waiting for? Email me now at joe@cupjoe.com, cupjoe.com, and let internet radio ads work for you.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuels says the immigration reform bill in the U.S. Senate is definitely not the reform that workers need.
This bill isn't good for workers, U.S.-born or immigrant workers. It really puts way too much power in the hands of corporations to continue to look for low-wage workers and to depress wages and working conditions. We need an immigration bill that honors immigrant workers as well as U.S.-born workers, and this doesn't either.
The defeat of the Employee Free Choice Act may have been a defeat for organized labor, but many labor leaders across the country have vowed to keep fighting.
What's next for organized labor now that the Republicans in the Senate have successfully blocked an attempt to pass the Employee Free Choice Act? Christina Trujillo, president of the New Mexican AFL-CIO, said in her state they will work to build more bridges.
Try to work proactively with employers because we're not the enemy. We are local people who pay taxes in those communities, and we just want union representation.
Union leaders saw the act as an opportunity to level the playing field between organized labor and business. The act would have allowed workers to organize by simply having a majority sign union cards. Rick Fenning of the Missouri Slope Central Labor Council in North Dakota said the current system makes it too easy for business to intimidate workers.
If you don't want the union there, you don't sign the card. And that's fine. That's your right, and nobody's going to say anything about it.
Labor leaders across the country have vowed that the Employee Free Choice Act will return. Workers Independent News, I'm Jesse Russell.
The Communications Workers of America this week released their report on U.S. Internet speed called Speed Matters. The report shows the U.S. trailing at least 16 other industrialized nations in broadband download and upload speeds. The CWA wants to reverse America's decline because it'll have a negative impact on our economy and productivity if it's allowed to continue. The average download speed in the U.S. is a paltry 1.9 megabits per second. In Japan, it's 60. Unite Here is helping Latino workers in their effort to organize at Superior Health Lennon's in Wisconsin's capital city. Workers like Carlos Torres make about $10 an hour with no health insurance or sick leave. Torres, speaking here through an interpreter at a public hearing in Madison, says the company is using fear and intimidation to prevent workers from organizing.
It's been really difficult because there's been a lot of fear for people, being fired or something being done to them.
Jesse Russell has today's economic report.
If you were to consider looking for a job overseas, which country has the best job opportunities? A new study from Manpower found that you may want to consider the Southern Hemisphere. Argentina and Peru have moved into the top 10 job markets, with their economies booming. Employers in those countries plan to add 50% and 38% to their workforces, respectively, during the next quarter. Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, Norway, New Zealand, and Canada fill out the other top 9, with the United States coming in at number 10.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to the Head On Radio Network.
Oh, I love that song. All right. hi everybody. How you doing? I'm still waking up here. I'm still trying to get up. Wake up, Joe. Wake up. Let's go right to the phones. Our good friend Kevin from Washington, D.C. is on the line. Hey, Kevin, how are you today?
You know, this is an opportunity for the Democrats now really to redeem themselves. They don't know the opportunity they have here. They need to stick with their guns and demand those documents. And what Leahy, and I'm going to write a letter to his office, they need to do is stick to his guns, unify the party, and insist, or else nothing will get done. No funding for the war. Not a bill will be passed on either agenda. And
you know, I've been writing these guys for ages, and I never get anything. And I think the reason is because I started every letter with "Dear A-hole."
Oh.
I don't think that's making a good impression on them.
Yeah, but the Democrats really need to stick to their guns on this one.
They really need to, but the question is, will they? I really don't have any confidence that they will. You know, and I'm a pessimist, and I admit it, but I think I have good reason for that. Do you seriously believe that they're going to stick to their guns this time?
Well, no, but I think the leadership is, because you have Leahy, you have my former senator from New York, what's his name?
Senator Clinton.
No, the other one.
Oh, Schumer.
Schumer, you know, and they're not taking it. You know, Schumer yesterday was like, you know, you think you're above the law, and you're not.
But what are they going to send armed guards in there to take the documents, or what are they going to do?
It's not a matter of taking the documents, but the thing is, okay, the Bush crime family is going to play the game of, wait, well, we're not producing it, and the thing is, the clock is ticking. The last thing they're going to want is for Election Day to come. You know, 2008, and say there is like an overwhelming Democratic majority, and there is a Democratic president, which, in all honesty, I feel there will be.
If we had fair elections, I would say we would.
Doesn't have to be fair. I think right now the people are so frustrated. Why we were able to take the majority is because it was almost, you know, hacker proof. So many people voted the last time around. I have a feeling even more people are going to vote because people are really angry out there. They really are.
Well, you know, the president's got, what, a 26%, 27% approval rating? That's unbelievable.
If that, I would say even less than that. It's just like, again, the right-wing media is even hyping that up.
And what I want to know is let's say it's 14, 15%. Who the hell are these 14, 15%? What planet are they living on?
They're basically bigoted, redneck, wacko nut jobs, you know.
Type 2 and type 3 Republicans, the ones who are in on the scam and the ones who want to be in on the scam.
Exactly, you know, and you know the John Rocker type. Do you remember that ex-baseball player?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of people, those are the ones, that's the 14%, but I would say...
You could probably fit them all on the number 7 train, too.
Yeah, probably. Or the Ann Coulter type. But, you know, the reality is, I would go as far to say that 85% of the majority of people out there hate this administration. They hate it like a sickness. And I've seen it. You know, I really have. And I hear it. Even Republicans want to, you know, get rid of him.
Well, you know, some Republicans do, and some of them think they're gonna be able to play on Bush's tail, but. Bush is poison right now. I mean, Digby pointed out in the post yesterday, Bush is just poison right now.
Yeah. You know, why do you think, and put it this way, you got to even look at it from this angle. Rupert Murdoch, who's the head Nazi in charge, he's been giving more money to the Democrats.
You know, well, I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, you know, he's been having, you know, what the Republicans want to do is try and find the most right-wing candidate of the Democratic Party, and that's Hillary Clinton.
But you know, right now the thing about it is, with all the candidates that are officially announced, Hillary is the one I'm I don't want to say supporting, but the one I would vote for if it was between the current people, mostly because of her experience and all that stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would vote for Gore. You know, Gore's going to run.
Yeah, but Gore's not officially announced. That's the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
but
when he announces, you know, he's my man. He's got my vote. He's got my support 100%.
Well, yeah.
But until he announces, I can't say anything.
Yeah, or Edwards. Even though they're lambasting Edwards, Edwards is really the guy they don't want to win. So
I don't know. I don't want to play those games. We vote for our guys. I'm not playing it by who they want and who they would hate to see.
Yeah.
If Edwards wins the nomination, he's got my vote.
Exactly. Well, that's the way I feel too. But I think a lot of the right wing money is on Hillary.
Well, we'll see what happens. By the way, Bob Kincaid is pointing out that the congressional approval rating is even lower than Bush's, and Tennessee David, who's in the chat room, is asking why that is, and I think it's because people are thinking they're not fighting back hard enough. I think that's my opinion anyway. I can't prove
they're not, and they're absolutely not. And if that's the case, then they deserve, you know, the Congress deserves what it's got, because they should be. They should be pimp smacking these people around the place now, and this is an opportunity to. When Pelosi, the biggest mistake Pelosi said was impeachment was off the table. Yeah, and the reality is that time is on our side, so they can stall all they want. Because the thing is, if there is a Democratic president, which most likely there will be no pardons given out this time around.
Well, the thing about it is he'll have plenty of time to make pardons from the election to, you know, inauguration time. I mean, that's what Bush Sr. did, and he did it on Christmas Eve, pardoning all those Iran-Contra figures.
Yeah, but who's going to pardon him? You can't pardon yourself. So, okay,
we'll see what they do. I mean, a lot of people criticize Bill Clinton because he put the brakes on some of the investigations that were going on. You know, Democrats are always afraid of saying, well, you see, they're just as partisan as the Republicans. When, you know, it's not the same type of story. You know, it's like a guy who's been being, you know, kicked in the chest on the ground for all this time, and then he finally reaches up and grabs the guy's leg, and the guy says, he's a meanie, he won't let me kick him.
Well, the Republicans are good at that. You know, they are bullies, and once they get smacked around a bit, then they start crying. You know, they attack, then they victimize themselves, and that's
like Ann Coulter the other day on Chris Matthews. Yes. Well, I was telling a joke about setting fire to your house and exploding your head and killing all of your relatives. I was joking. Can't you take a joke?
Well, you know, I would be angry too if I was born a hermaphrodite, so, you know, screw her, you know. But the thing is,
don't mince words, Kevin. How do you really feel?
Don't
mince words. How do you really feel?
Well, you know, I didn't want to say the F-bomb on you, you know. I have more respect for you and the station, so I said what I could say. You know, but really, that's just a cohort. The Democrats really need to stick this one out. And if it means freezing the government for the next 18 months, so do it. Nothing gets done.
And, you know, the thing about it is, you know, we were talking earlier in the chat room about, you know, Cheney says he's not part of the executive branch, he's part of the legislative branch. Although when it suits his needs, he's part of the executive branch, right?
Yeah.
And
well,
I was thinking if it ever got down to the Supreme Court would rule whatever Cheney wants, Cheney gets.
Well, use it against him. There are checks and balances on the Supreme Court also. You know, the system is there. It's just that they have to use it. And for once in line, our Democratic leadership needs to put their people in line. And you know what? And they can do it, too. They can threaten and say, you know what? We will no longer fund your campaigns anymore. Because that's what keeps them in line is the campaign funding, the dollar matching.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I spoke about this yesterday. We get the elections back to be where they're fair and accurate. We can take back not just the majority, but an overwhelming majority of the House, and you know, probably the presidency too. And we can push through a lot of laws that will make a huge difference in all that stuff, campaign finance and things like that. You know,
because really the thing is that when you affiliate with a party, you're answering to a corporation. Unless you've gone totally independent. And to a certain degree, you have to take their money. And unless you're like a Mike Bloomberg, who's a billionaire, which most of these politicians are not, they cannot turn down that campaign money. So, you know, all those so-called centrist Democrats, if the leadership steps in and say, you know what? Okay, fine, you don't want to follow my lead? We'll no longer finance match your campaign. You're going to have to really raise some money.
I really wish we would get rid of some of these dinos. We should have gotten rid of Lieberman just as soon as he refused to back out of the election after he lost the primary. I mean,
he ran as an independent, and I think at that point.
But what I'm saying is we should have literally just kicked him out of the party. The hell with the consequences about it afterward. Just kick him out. We don't want you. We don't need you. You want to be a Republican? Be a Republican. You know,
yeah.
You want to be an independent? Be an independent. But you're not going to caucus with us. You're not going to be involved in our meetings. You're not a Democrat. The Democratic voters chose Ned Lamont to be their Democratic representative to run for that seat.
Well, the reality is enough right-wing money. Put it to you this way. What they did with Lieberman is what the Republicans are going to do in this election. That's why Hillary is getting probably more press than she deserves or has.
Well, I'm willing to wait and see on that because I happen to think Hillary's a fine person and who will do a much better job as president than some people think if it ever got to that point.
But
again, my guy's Al Gore, you know.
Yeah, she probably will, either Edwards or Gore, and that's the way I am with it, too. You know,
I wouldn't mind the Gore-Clark ticket.
Huh?
Gore-Clark, Wesley Clark?
No, I'd rather Gore-Edwards, actually. You know, Edwards, you know, is really the one who's addressing, you know, the poverty issues and, you know, the same issue. You know, not that I'm necessarily impoverished, but I don't want to be. You know, those working people, you know, the workplaces.
I am impoverished, and what I really would like is to get a decent job somewhere, one that pays money and is not like, you know, part-time work.
Well,
and what I'd really like is to continue this, but I can't because we've gone way past break time here.
Oh, okay, so then. Okay,
I have to stop. I'm sorry, I hate doing this to you all the time because we get into such great conversations.
But don't worry about it.
But all right, thanks a lot, Kevin. Thanks for calling in. All right, we got one more break here. We'll be back with more on the Cup of Joe Radio Show here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Head On Radio Network, the Horn.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude, Wally, and Doofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view, which you can also grab off our website over at progressive.org. The disclosure of the CIA's dirty tricks in the 60s and 70s may have been intended to prove that U.S. intelligence agencies don't do such nasty stuff anymore, but actually they're still at it. And in some ways, Bush has even lowered the bar further. The CIA is still in the assassination business, if not of Fidel Castro, then of anyone Bush claims to be an al-Qaeda leader. The CIA is still involved in the torture business, and the CIA is now running illegal secret prisons around the world and disappearing people for years on end. The Bush administration has set up a whole separate system of so-called justice down in Guantanamo. That's something other administrations didn't even try. And the NSA, for its part, has been engaged in widespread illegal eavesdropping that makes the CIA spying pale in comparison. And many agencies, from the campus police to the city police, the state police, National Guard, the Pentagon, and the FBI, are all engaged in the surveillance of protesters. So when you read about the crazy CIA schemes to work with the mafia to rub out Castro or to help the Watergate burglars, you shouldn't feel reassured that our agencies have cleaned up their act. I just hope we don't have to wait 30 or 40 more years to discover all the dirty tricks of the Bush age. Our democracy can't afford that wait. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
Are you still looking for weapons of mass destruction? Concerned about the future of the Supreme Court? You want to know how government bureaucrats are changing Social Security, overtime pay, or the environment? Maybe you just want to know if the president's lying to you, or when our troops in Iraq can finally come home. I'm Mark Levine. I've got the inside scoop. When you want to know what's going on inside the Beltway, you need a Beltway insider. Someone who's worked in the government and still has sources willing to give you all the news from Washington the government does not want you to know. So for lively debate, reasoned opinion, detailed analysis of history and policy, or just a point of view you don't hear expressed in the mainstream media, tune in to the Inside Scoop. Feel free to call in too. Agree or disagree. All opinions are welcome. It just might make you think. That's the Inside Scoop, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 Central, 11 o'clock Pacific, right here on the Head On Radio Network.
This is the Horn, the Head On Radio Network.
Just listening to the music. Yeah. You know, we were dark on Tuesday because of the internet music thing, where the they're backed by the RIAA, those greedy scumbags. Other organizations are trying to impose unbelievably huge royalty fees on internet radio stations, fees they don't charge for broadcast radio stations. And it's all because they're trying, you know, it's gotten to the point, and I was talking with Bob Kincaid about this on the show, these people don't want anybody to listen to a song in any way, shape, or form without them getting some money in their pockets. Like, I'm sure, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous to think that just giving something away or putting it where it's available for everybody means you're not going to make money off of it. People still buy books, and yet there are public libraries where people can go and borrow a book, and usually they give you 3 weeks to read the book, which is more than enough time for pretty much anybody, and you get to bring it back, and it doesn't cost anything. Free books, ladies and gentlemen, free books. Any city you live in, any small town you live in, you got free books. Does that mean you still don't go to Barnes and Nobles and pick up a book every now and then? No. Does that mean you don't go out and, you know, go to a used paperback store and buy a used book? No, of course not. And as we were discussing on the air, when Napster was in full swing, CD sales were going through the roof. But now, of course, you know, as Bob Kincaid is absolutely right, a lot of people, they don't want the CDs. They want it on the iPods and stuff like that, and that's still cool. You know? And I would be a lot more sympathetic to their position if they weren't such a bunch of turtle jerks. It's just like all the right-wingers, when they talk about the Constitution and they try to make things sound so serious, I could take them a lot more seriously if they weren't such a bunch of total a-holes. You know what I mean? It would be much easier for me to take them seriously if they weren't such selfish, rude, obnoxious, bigoted pieces of crap. It would be a lot easier for me. But that's a big reason why I don't like to have right-wingers on the show. At least, I want to clarify that. If somebody wants to have a nice reasoned debate and they're not a right-winger, if they just want to talk from a theoretical point of view, I'm all happy for that, okay? But if you come out there and giving Republican talking points, I'm just going to cut you off because I want no part of it. I want no part of it. I'm sick of it. I mean, you guys have been kicking us around for the last 25, 30 years. You've bullied the press into stopping reporting the news because, you know, the press all of a sudden realized, you know, we don't have to do any opposition research. Or we don't have to do any research on the candidates. We'll let the other candidates' opposition research tell us what we need to know. Oh, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful way to run a news division. And what is it Carl Bernstein called the quality of news discourse today? He said it's all garbage and gossip, which is what it is. Gossip and garbage. Garbage and gossip. It's all, well, you know, this politician said this, but this politician says that. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? Oh, we know. We don't know. We don't care. Like I've just said, if you took a marble and you took a bowling ball and you dropped from the building, which would hit the ground first? And some people would think, well, the bowling ball hit the ground first because it's heavier. And some people, you know, know the actual physics of it and know they were both hit at the same time, because, you know, it doesn't matter. The mass doesn't matter. It's all, the speed is constant. But the news wouldn't report it that way. The news would say, well, you know, Bob over there believes that, you know, the bowling ball would fall first, but Joe over there believes that the bowling ball and the marble would hit the ground at the same time. And that's all the news for today. Bob Kincaid is reminding me, and actually I got an update on that, on the PBS Democratic debate, they were going to have Frank Luntz, who was a Republican pollster and one of the sleaziest Republican pollsters of the world, who will be doing the debate. But I just discovered through was it Think Progress or one of the other websites that the PBS has decided not to use Mr. Luntz. So that's good on our side. But the question begs, why did they pick him in the first place? Don't they know his background? Don't they bother to check? Oh, I see. He's still going to be on Tavis Smiley Show. And I've seen Tavis Smiley Show. He's actually a decent guy. And I'm like, why do they put these people on here? Why does Ann Coulter get an hour on Chris Matthews? Why is Chris Matthews on here? For Christ's sake. Why are any of these? You know, can we just fire them all? Can we just say, you know, your license is revoked. Get off the air. Go home. Play with your farms. Write a book or something. Write real fiction instead of the fiction that you're currently writing. You know, get them all out of there. And you know, get rid of every Republican. Get them all out of office. Vote them out. You know, impeach them if you can. Just get them out of office. I would like to see a day where people get thrown in front of a congressional committee and being asked, how are you now, or have you ever been a member of the Republican Party? I'd almost like to see that. That would be very fun. It's not enough to just get them out of power, ladies and gentlemen. They have to be ridiculed. It has to get to the point where people are ashamed to admit that they ever voted Republican. That they would have to hang their head in shame if they ever voted for George W. Bush twice. That's what we need to do. Because they'll come right back again. You know, we give them too much leeway, they'll be right back. Because, again, they have no morals. And to them, we're not human. So it doesn't really matter in their eyes what they do to us. Okay, it's time to get the hell out of here. It's Thursday night. Hey, tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have Carol Kay from MakeThemAccountable.com. I haven't emailed her, but I'm pretty sure if she's available, she'll want to be on the show. This is Cup of Joe signing off, and the Cup of Joe radio show has been produced by the Head On Radio Network. Bob Kincaid, the great Bob Kincaid, running this board out from the studios out there in West Virginia. The Cup of Joe radio show is sponsored by UnreportedNews.net. UnreportedNews.net, your source for real news. America Back on Track is next on all of your Head On Radio Network stations. Until tomorrow, this is Joe Vecchio from the Cup of Joe Radio Show saying, hey, hey, get back to work.
Don't put anything on. I'll chug a jug of George. I'll sip a mug of Doug with the creamer of steam. How many more does that leave? Give me a pot of Scotch. Heat up a pan of Stan. Throw in a handful of pink. That'll do. Upon a tray of ray, I'll lick a spoon of shore. Do I need to go on? I want a cup of joe. Yeah, da 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 da.
out of a bowl of Joel on a saucer of tin, or would you rather have him?
This is the Head On Radio Network.
The controversial immigration bill will face another vote today. Senate members will decide whether or not to continue debate on the measure, which has opponents on both sides of the political aisle. The bill passed a similar test on Tuesday and needs 60 votes to be put up for a final vote, possibly as early as Friday. President Bush has evoked executive privilege and denied a congressional subpoena for documents in connection to the firings of 8 federal prosecutors. White House counsel said the president has already supplied over 8,500 pages of documents, the testimony of key administration staff members, and must evoke presidential privilege in order to perform the duties of office. At the same time, the Senate has subpoenaed documents from Vice President Dick Cheney's office and the White House in relation to the administration's warrant-free eavesdropping practices. Democrats are challenging the legality of the surveillance program the president says is legal, necessary, and effective. Britain's new Prime Minister Gordon Brown has appointed his senior ministerial members. Appointees include David Miliband as Foreign Secretary and Jackie Smith as Home Secretary. Tony Blair steps down after 10 years of service and begins a new job as Middle East envoy. In Baghdad, the bodies of 20 beheaded men were found on the banks of the Tigris River. The victims were between the ages of 20 and 40 years old and found with their arms and legs bound, with some heads next to the bodies. A car bomb at a transport hub in southwest Baghdad killed 20 and wounded more than 50. The attack burned 40 minibuses and killed riders waiting to board buses for work. 11 people have lost their lives as torrential rains continue to battle central Texas. The National Weather Service says it's the wettest June on record since the state of Texas began recording in 1899. More than 2,000 firefighters continue to slowly gain control over a stubborn forest fire near South Lake Tahoe. Flames are now 55% contained, while more than 3,000 acres and 200 homes have burned. Fire officials determined that human activity started the blaze, but the exact cause remains under investigation. And fashion designer Liz Claiborne has died of cancer. She was 78 years old. You're listening to the Quality News Network. Coming up next, science and business.